This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. In West Africa, Ugandans today voted in that country's first multi-party elections in a quarter century. For almost all that time, President Yoweri Museveni has held power, and he is running again.
He had to amend the Constitution in order to run, which he did. A lot of the campaign has been about President Museveni's increasingly autocratic leadership and his controversial decision to abolish presidential term limits. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Kampala.
Uganda has a tortured past. It suffered under some of the worst dictators ever seen in modern Africa. In the 1970s, Idi Amin slaughtered hundreds of thousands of Ugandans. The brutal and sadistic Amin was followed by Milton Obote, who by many accounts was even worse. So when Yoweri Museveni seized power in 1986, he was welcomed as a man bringing peace to a decimated country. 20 years later, Museveni still portrays himself as the only man who can prevent Uganda from tearing out its own entrails. And it's a message that resonates, even with voters who were born after the purges of Amin and Obote. At one of Museveni's last rallies of the campaign, Robert Tumusi Mai, a student at Makerere University, was waiting to greet the president.
Ugandans still fear because they were brought up in fear. Since 1962, Uganda was under torment, people were killed. So Museveni is the only man that brought Ugandans together.
Tumusi Mai says people might be dissatisfied with some things Museveni has done, but they prefer to stick with the devil they know.
So people fear if he loses power, then something else could happen. But that's why many people are coming up to support, to defend what they have.
And Museveni has performed something of a miracle in East Africa. Uganda last year had economic growth of 9%. Museveni put into place universal primary education and cut poverty rates from 56% to 38% over the last decade. But as the years have ticked by, Museveni has consolidated power increasingly in his own hands. He reluctantly agreed to multi-party politics only after significant pressure from Western nations. Western aid and development agencies, incidentally, fund almost half of his national budget. Last year, he pushed through constitutional reforms that boost the president's power and, as he says, make sure that his plans cannot be held hostage by parliament. He also lifted term limits so he can stay in office into a third decade. This despite pledging in a 2001 interview with the BBC's Julian Marshall that he'd retire this year.
Constitutionally, Mr. President, finally, you're only allowed to serve two consecutive five-year terms. Can I have an assurance from you? Can the Ugandan people have an assurance from you that you will stand down?
I will not stand again because I have also some work to do in my village, which I have not been following for the last 35 years.
Joe Aloko Onyonga, the director of the Human Rights and Peace Center in Kampala, says Museveni's broken promises that he'd retire are a good lesson.
Not only for Ugandans, but for Africans generally speaking, which is that you can't trust anybody. Or rather, as President Reagan used to say, trust but verify. And I think we need to make sure that at every time, every minute, we ensure that our leaders are, you know, kept on the mark.
Museveni today is running against Kizza Besigye in a race that local opinion polls predict Museveni will easily win. The 62-year-old Museveni is now saying that he also plans to run for president again in 2011. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Kampala.